Well, we didn't get the big snowstorm, but we did get a storm that was disruptive and a pain in the ass. Good morning there, Pat.
And that was the word I used all last week. Disruptive.
It was. We got 6 inches of snow, 5 to 6 inches of snow around here, and then it turned to rain. And we thought, okay. So, but then the temperature never got above freezing. And yesterday morning, when I was in here working, Pat, because it was a storm, the temperature went from 32 to 28 to 26, and it was still misting, a heavy mist outside. And the roads just were horrible. Nothing the crews could do after you have 6 inches of snow and then you get the rain on it. Once you get the slush on it, the ice just forms right away.
Oh, well, you know, that's what we're talking about, flash freezing and the whole bit. And again, snowfall totals fell below what we predicted because we had the mixing and the changeover. But that was also predicted, but not to the extent that it happened, and as quick. It was supposed to take a lot more time. So that's why some of our precip was spent in the liquid area and not the snow area. But needless to say, look at the temperatures this morning.
No, Pat, it's 7 below here. 7 below zero.
9 below at Pittsfield, 2 below at Hartford. So it is just frigid. And with the wind, wind chills are well below zero. Today, highs 10. And we're looking for partly sunny with the icy winds continuing. For tonight, 5 below to 5 above. And not as windy. For tomorrow, a sunny day. Not nearly as harsh. We go to the mid-20s. So if you're going into the city tomorrow, you better wear that chinchilla coat of yours.
I'm going into the city tomorrow. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, I was surprised this morning about how bitter cold it really was. And what makes it feel bitter cold is we go through these stretches where we get cold weather and then warm weather, cold weather, warm weather. And, yes, we've had some temperatures around zero. But when I looked out my house, when I left my house, it was 7 below. I hate to think what it's at my house now because it's 7 below here. But we're getting reports in. It's funny, 8 below, 6 below, 7 below. But then, Pat, you're going to love this. We've got to travel north. You know why? And I mean well north. Weathersfield, Vermont is only 3 below from Catherine Silta. It's only 3 below in Weathersfield, Vermont.
Now, why is that?
Maybe because snow. I don't know. I mean, they probably got more snow than we did, and I don't know. Maybe that whole, maybe it insulates it. I have no idea.
Burlington is snowing right now and 6 below at Burlington, and Montpelier is 9 below.
Well, so we got to go. So we just have to go to Kathy's house then, because it's only three or four below there. Kathy Silta's house in Vermont.
It was unbelievable, yeah, and that's why I emailed you yesterday because the amount of snow was so sketchy.
Did it match up with what you thought happened?
No. I mean, Albany picked up 14.
Yep.
And I had reports from New Hampshire of up to 16. My gut for us was 12, between 12 and 18.
Yeah,
that's
but
what I thought.
It was a pretty. It was right around 6-7 inches around here. Some people at the higher elevations had 7. Some had 5 inches. But like Pittsfield had about a foot, right?
Pittsfield, yes. Yeah. But still, I mean, it fell short. But again, it's computer modeling. We'll just have to see how they do the rest of this week. And now there's a warm front approaching Wednesday, and as it gets here, we're going to have a wintry mix initially because it'll be cold enough. But then now we'll go over to rain. A lot of people say, rain? You know, you can't believe it when it's below zero this morning. But by Thursday, we'll have periods of rain. I don't know if that will end as a little wet snow. It could, but no big deal there. And then on Friday, the next Arctic cold front approaches. And we'll get snow showers. And then, of course, that'll bring in a new batch or a renewed batch of Arctic air for the weekend.
Any storms on the horizon?
Now, here's the thing. I see evidence, and so does the European, so does the Canadian, of a storm in the Gulf states over the weekend. And it looks to me like if everything just came into sync, that storm would just come barreling up the coast Sunday or Monday. You know, so we're looking at the 27th, 28th. But the new American GFS model saying, absolutely not. It's going to get left behind. The Arctic air is going to plow through the northeast, leave the storm in the Gulf states, and then maybe it'll try to come up like sometime next week, you know, last week in January, the 28th, 29th, 30th. Maybe. I don't know if I buy that. I don't know if I buy it. I think the European may be onto it, but the European was not onto this situation, I have to tell you. If you recall, the European was giving us, over 2 feet. In fact, earlier last week, the European was giving some places up to 29 inches. It was only Friday that the European started backing off snow amounts, which is a day ahead of the storm, or a day and a half ahead of the storm. And they backed it off, but not enough. And then Saturday, they definitely came out with the best forecast when they said for places like New York City and Long Island, no snow at all. But it took them till Saturday before they pinpointed. So I'm not terribly convinced with any of the modeling this morning, but my gut is telling me we do have to watch this coming Sunday and Monday.
All right. I have to watch out for those days for...
Yes, folks, in the midst of this whole storm, you know, because I'm in the weather center back and forth Saturday and Sunday, what does Marshall send me?
The new Godzilla clip.
The trailer. Yeah. And while it looks real good, I still don't like the way they make that monster look. I think he looks too fat.
I like it. He's Godzilla. King of Monsters.
I don't know. I like the old Godzilla.
And then we've got the Godzilla versus King Kong, which is going to come out, I think, about 6 months after that. Godzilla is the rage again.
I'm glad. Also, from Pat's Movie Corner, Bohemian Rhapsody. I watched it over the weekend. It was excellent. He was fabulous. The whole thing was just great. And I could see why it's up for a lot of awards, including him for Best Actor. I certainly like that movie.
You know what I watched over the weekend?
A heck of a lot more than The Star Is Born.
You know what I watched over the weekend? And I really enjoyed it. Homeland with Julia Roberts. I watched the whole, it was like six episodes. I watched the whole first season. Very, 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 very good. Really, there's a lot.
I watched. What was the other one? What's the one? I can't think of the name. Balchaney.
Vice.
Right. I thought it was good. She just brought back bad memories. that's all I can say there. But I thought the movie was good. And the other movie that I watched that I really wasn't wild about, Black Panther.
I liked Black Panther.
I liked it. I wasn't wild about it.
I wasn't wild about it, but I liked it. There's not a Marvel movie I haven't liked.
It's Marvel, right? Yeah, exactly.
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I got to watch these movies because I have to vote.
Yeah.
And I have a bunch right now. I got to watch the one with McCartney, the one that she's a writer.
She's great in that. That's a serious role for her.
Yeah, I know. I want to watch that one because that was sent too. So maybe I'll get a little respite this week as it looks, and I'll be able to watch some movies.
Well, hopefully you deserve a respite.
Yeah, and folks going out today, you better bundle up and don't stay out there too long because frostbite with the wind chill.
Don't worry, I'm not going to.
Neither am I, exactly.
All right, Pat, I will check with you mañana.
You got it. Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with the check out of Tri-State Forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.